We turn now to Adnan Pachachi, an elder statesman in Iraq. Mr. Pachachi, who happens to be Sunni, represents the Independent Democratic Party in this weekend's election. Earlier this month, he called for a postponement of the vote, and he joins us now from Baghdad. Mr. Pachachi, thanks for being with us.
Yes, hello.
And now that people are already beginning to vote in the United States and the United Kingdom, Iraqi nationals living there, now that people are about to cast their ballots in Iraq, how do you feel about this election?
Well, of course, it's not being held in the most ideal of circumstances, but it's an important step forward. And, of course, we had asked for a postponement because we thought that a postponement would enable us perhaps to have a more inclusive election, which would be more acceptable. But now we are going to have this election. It's the first step. I think the Iraqi people will have to learn about democracy by practice. Mm. And this is the first lesson.
You
Yes.
No, go. Well, you are party 158 on the ballot, the Independent Democratic Group, yes?
Right.
And do you feel you've had a chance to put your message across to the people of Iraq? I understand you were in a televised debate last week, but your opponent didn't show up.
That's right. But anyway, we tried our best. Of course, within our limited resources, we don't enjoy resources on the scale that some other candidates have had. But we tried our best, and you know, we were offering the Iraqi people a choice, and that of secular democracy, complete equality between men and women, the rule of law, and the fundamental human rights, mm-hmm. and you know, the periodic and peaceful change of government through elections, the subordination of the armed forces to the elected civilian authority, the rule of law, and all these things, all the protection that should be given to the individual against arbitrary governmental actions. I mean, all the things that, of course, you are familiar with in your own country.
Mr. Pachachi,
we want to establish, yes.
So many people are looking at the size of the Sunni turnout to legitimate the election. What sort of turnout, in the 30 seconds we have left, do you expect from Sunnis?
Well, we have been trying to persuade as many people as possible in these four provinces to cast their votes. I think there has been a slight change in attitude, so we expect perhaps a better turnout than we had feared or expected before. Anyway, it's difficult to predict, so we have to wait and see.
Well, Mr. Pachachi, thanks very much for speaking with us on a very busy weekend.
Thank you.
Adnan Pachachi is the leader of the Independent Democratic Group, speaking with us from Baghdad.